Clusterflies spend the summer and early fall outdoors, visiting flowers and going generally unnoticed. However, once daylight decreases and temperatures drop, clusterflies start looking for places to overwinter. Clusterflies are able to fit into tiny places and are able to get into wall voids, drop ceilings, attics, and window frames. True to their name, these flies hibernate in dense aggregations. Once spring comes, clusterflies start the process of returning outdoors. However, they are often not able to make it. Sluggish and disoriented flies may be seen throughout the house, especially trapped in the space between the storm windows and windows. In addition to causing annoyance to homeowners, clumps of dead flies can attract other pests like ants, clothes moths, and carpet beetles. Cluster flies don't land on human food, but they are capable of mechanically transmitting pathogens in hospitals and assisted living facilities.